Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Learning Code in HTML with me, Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech. In this episode, we're going to start making our first web page, pretty much. But first of all, let's talk about how exactly that happens. So obviously, a website is made up of web pages, which are files that contain code to render your content, to show it to your users. You can use pretty much anything you like to make a web page, as it is done in simple plain text with no fancy formatting required. I personally recommend just a plain Notepad file. Some people recommend Notepad++, there is obviously the Adobe Dreamweaver, and so on and so forth. For the purposes of this tutorial, I am just going to use a plain Notepad file. So if you'd like to pause this tutorial now and open up your preferred text editor, I really, really must emphasize at this point, Word is probably not appropriate for code editing, as Word likes to do some fancy stuff that other document editors don't. So I have now in front of me just a blank Notepad document, and hopefully you do as well. As discussed in episode 2, an HTML document is made up of tags. So for example, our heading tag, if we wanted to make a heading, would be H1. It would be less than, H1 greater than, what we want our heading to say, less than slash H1 greater than, in kind of a kind of sandwich. So let's talk about the two sections of a HTML document. First of all, it's good to imagine a HTML document like a person. There are two sections, as it were, you can divide a person into, though I'm not particularly into dividing people up myself, not in the physical sense in any case. But for the purposes of this, you can imagine that a person is divided into one's head and one's body. And in that respect, so is a HTML document. A HTML document has a head section and a body section. These are all enclosed in HTML tags. Quite literally, in fact. The tag is less than HTML greater than and less than slash HTML greater than. In version 4 and below for HTML, we used to simply use that. HTML, the head section, the body section, less than slash HTML greater than. As of HTML5 though, there are now several other tags one can use, not in place of, but in addition to the HTML tag. One of those we're going to put at the top of our document called the doctype tag. The doctype tag is one of those special tags that doesn't need to be closed in any way. And the reason we're going to do this is because of conventions, basically, which is a very fancy big word that developers like to chuck around because it makes us look smart. What a convention is, it's like a set of rules, basically. And in this case, the set of rules refer to web browsers and other website displaying tools. And what the doctype tag does, basically, is it tells web browsers and these editors and things like that that we know what we're talking about as developers. If we didn't include the doctype tag, website browsers, let's just call them that as a general group, would assume that we are using an older version of HTML, and this can affect how your website is shown to your users. Therefore, let's start our code with this doctype tag. And how this looks is we put a less than sign and then an exclamation mark, then in capitals, doctype, that's D-O-C-T-Y-P-E, space, then in lowercase, HTML greater than. There are many attributes you can give this tag, but we're not going to worry about them too much, as that will cover us very nicely indeed. Now we can get on to actually making the page itself. We want to include that tag at the top of each page you've got just to make sure it all renders nicely. And the way we're going to do this is first we define what most tutorials refer to as your root tag. Your root tag is your less than HTML greater than tag. Now, in the format that we discussed in previous episodes, we have the sandwich kind of style here where we have the less than sign, the HTML element name, and then the greater than sign. That's the bread, the cheese, and the bread again. Do like my bread. Cheese sandwiches, to be honest. Now, later on at the end of the document, we're going to close that with a less than slash HTML greater than. You could do that now if you wanted to, and then just add stuff in between. I'm going to leave it until the end. Now we define the two sections of our document, the head and the body. The head obviously goes above the body, and to open our head section, we use a head tag, which is simply less than, head, greater than. What can you put in the head tag? There are a lot of things you can put in the head tag. The one that is particularly important is the title of the web page, and we will cover that in just a moment. You can also put such things as a description of your web page, keywords that search engines should look for, who it's by, what character set to use, such as UTF-8 or put me on the spot now, or ANSI, things like that. Or is that ASCII? One of the two. I always get those confused. There is a lot. That's called meta. That's contained in the meta tag, and you're welcome to look those up later on. We won't cover those in this tutorial too much, as they're not particularly relevant to learning the language itself, and are more for search engines and things like that. For now, though, we're going to cover simply the title tag. Now, in terms of formatting, you can put the HTML, the head, the title, the closing head, and the closing HTML all on one line if you wanted to. Personally, I put the HTML on one line, then the head on the next line, then I put the title on the next, then the closing head on the next. It's entirely up to you what you want to do. Just remember that as long as your code is readable, it doesn't matter. So let's define the title of our web page. This is what will appear in your browser window and things like that. For those who use screen readers, it will appear when you alt tab away and to the website or web page that the user is viewing itself. So for this, we're going to do less than title greater than. We can now write what we want our title to be. So I'm just going to write my web page. Then we close that with a less than slash title greater than. And we see here two examples of the sandwich again. We've got the less than title greater than, which is obviously one form of the sandwich. And we've got the greater sandwich example with the less than title greater than, my website, less than slash title greater than. With the bread, the title, the less title greater than, the cheese, my website, and the other piece of bread, the less than slash title greater than. Now, we now need to close our head section. We do this simply by typing less than slash head greater than. And that's part one of the page complete. The next thing we do is define our body tag, and we would, as it were, now create the body section, which contains the main parts of our web page, such as headings, lists, content forms, all that fancy stuff. If I was creating this for Nathan Tech, for example, the title section would contain something like homepage dash Nathan Tech, and then the body section would contain the news and links to other documents for navigation purposes and things like that. For now though, let's open up our body section with a less than body greater than. As you may have heard in episode 2, you can give the body tag attributes such as BG color and things like that to change how it looks. You can also do this through CSS, through a link tag included in the head section. We're not going to worry about that too much in these tutorials. We might publish a tutorial on that later, but for the purposes of this series, we're not worrying about it. So we're now in the body section. And for the purposes of this web page, we're going to cover two elements which you'll probably find yourself using a lot. First one, as I've discussed many times, is the heading tag for making headings. There are 7 forms of the heading tag, but don't panic. They simply affect how large your heading is. Most commonly used are headings 1, 2, 3, and 4. You've probably seen heading level 1, heading level 2, defined everywhere on web pages these days. These are defined with H for heading, and then a number. So if we wanted the biggest, we would do H1. If we wanted the smallest, H7. So for this purpose, I'm just going to do less than h1 greater than. Welcome to my web page, less than slash h1 greater than. Perfect. And the second thing, the second tag we're going to cover is the P tag, which stands for paragraph. It indicates a paragraph of text, and the website, the web browser that you are using will format the page as such. And you can do this simply with a less P for Papa, greater than, less P. This is a paragraph that is enclosed in a paragraph tag. And then obviously for that simple sandwich, we close that off with a less than slash P, greater than. Now, while we're here, I will also cover a line break tag, because line break tags are slightly different. So let's write a line of text such as this appears below our paragraph. Now, if I press enter in this text editor, it gives me a new line. The web browser, however, will ignore that. So what we need to do is tell the browser that we need a line break, and we do this through the less than br greater than tag. There's two ways that this tag can be written, less than br space slash greater, and less than br greater than. HTML5 conventions allow for both. From my research, the less than br space slash greater than is a holdover from a different version of HTML, which some developers still use, and other developers just use the less than br greater than. For simplicity's sake, we're just going to use the less than br greater than, which is actually the original way that I learnt to do it. So now we've got our less than br tag, we can just write another line such as this is the second line. And we're going to leave that as our first web page now. We're going to see how that turns out. So we just need to close the body section with less than slash body and close the HTML section with a less than slash HTML. And that is the code for our first web page. So very briefly, you have the doc type at the top, you have the root element of the HTML, which we've closed at the bottom. You've got the opening and closing of the head section, within which is our title of my web page. Then below that you have the body element, which contains a heading and a paragraph. And it also contains a line break tag, some content. So how do we get this to actually show as a web page? So first of all, we need to save this. And there's a particular thing to note with any coding conventions you use, whether that's Python, HTML, or C, in that all of our code files have specific extensions. In HTML, the file extension is .html. And you'll find the easiest way, especially in Notepad, to do this, to save it as an HTML document, will be to go to your saved location that you want. So in my case, I'm just going to drop it into my documents. And in the name where you write the file name, you put a quote, for example, my webpage .html quote. This will prevent Notepad from writing my webpage.html and then putting .txt on the end and making it a Notepad file. So we're just going to save that now, off it goes. And then what you want to do, just to make sure that it's all working correctly, is go to where you've saved it, which in my case is my documents, go to the file and click on it. And this will simply open the HTML file in your web browser, whomever or whichever that may be. And providing you followed this tutorial correctly, and providing of course that I've followed this tutorial correctly and written everything down, you should see a website that you've just created, or a web page rather. Very important to get those elements around the that you've created. And my computer is being a little bit slow, but what's new there? I'm sure yours has loaded. Go, there we go. Yep, my web page is at the top, a title, and then a heading with this is a paragraph, which is enclosed in a paragraph tag. This appears below our paragraph, and this is the second line. We're going to call it there for this episode, but have a play around with those tags. You can write some more content, things like that, see what you can come up with. And have a look on the W3C, the W3 school website, which I have linked to at the top of the page. And that'll direct you as to other tags you can use, such as how to make lists and things like that. We will cover a couple of things like that in the next episode. But for now, thank you for listening. This has been Nathan Smith of Nathan Tech.